Next, I ask Lauren about technology in choreographing.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's not, I mean, it's definitely better to see, you know, if you film something in a rehearsal and then right away you can show your students and say, you know, this needs to be done, this, that, and the other. Any kind of like show or gig that I'll do, you know, we would do a tech run, like a tech rehearsal. And if for some reason, you know, usually it's going to be filmed. And then at the tech run, which kind of like, you know, where you gather your bearings and you see what needs to be done, you, they'll record the tech rehearsal and then you can watch it and then you can see, you know, what you need to work on, you know, spacing, visualize, whatever. So, I mean, yeah, it's definitely important to, you know, perfect things.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the music video and kind of. I mean, you're sick of talking about it by now. Maybe not.
Okay.
But how did that come about? And did you kind of realize what it could morph into or do for your career?
Yeah. So I actually that was also another kind of word of mouth referral kind of gig, actually. So Walk the Moon, one of their managers, went to high school with me in Columbus, Ohio, and I haven't spoken to her in years, but she's managing the band now, and she was in New York, I think, at the time, and she just reached out to me on Facebook and said, "Are you still in L.A.? Are you still dancing? We have a band that's coming to LA to shoot a music video, and we need to hire dancers." And I was just wondering if you kind of had an insight on, like, you know, how to go about it. And I was like, yeah, you know, you can contact agencies. And I gave her my agent's contact information, and I gave her a list of other agencies. And I said, you can contact agencies, you can hold an audition. If you have a choreographer in mind, like, I wouldn't mind doing it. Or if you have an idea of what you're looking for, I can refer some people to you and help you out. And we just kind of got talking, and she was like, okay, well, I'll contact your agent, and we'll try and just, you know, direct book a few dancers over kind of the look that what they were looking for. Because the video is kind of like a little 80s, yeah, you know, dancer-ish kind of. So they wanted really fun, like, colorful people. And so she said, you know, I'll speak with your agent, we'll book you some dancers, keep these dates open, and we'll be in touch. I'm like, awesome. So then about a week later, she was like, can you send over, you know, any footage of you dancing, and then, you know, headshots, photos, current things. So I sent everything over. And she was like, awesome, so we've got a choreographer booked on the gig. I think they've worked with her before, but they had a choreographer booked on the gig for the video, and she said, you know, we're actually looking for a lead girl for the music video, and the band and the director, they really love your look. I think it was mostly my hair that she really loved.
Oh, really?
And they were like, wait. Well, you know, so basically, the gist of the story is Nick, the lead singer, wrote this song about his current girlfriend that he met a few years ago, and she has, like, crazy colorful hair, and I think I kind of reminded him a little of her, you know what I mean? So, because when I got there and I met the two of them, I was like, oh, this makes sense. So, but anyway, so they were like, we're actually interested in you being the lead girl. Can you send over a video of yourself talking into the camera and maybe just, like, profiling, which is where you stand, you know, side to side from your profiles, and just talking to the camera, and, you know, we need to see your facial expressions and how you look, like, very up close in the camera so they can see what I look like. And so I was like, sure. So I just went outside and talked in front. I had my friend hold up my phone for me, and I just talked to the camera, and I was like, hey guys, what's up? You know, just very hello and casual and calm, and did a little profile and made a few funny faces and talked into the camera. And then the next day, the director called and was like, we want to meet you as our hey, awesome. And then a few days later, I had a message from the director again that said that they were going to need me for the cover art. So we had to do a photo shoot as well when we were filming, which is basically, you know, if you buy the single on iTunes, it's like the picture that pops up is Nick and I. So that was a cool little plus as well. It was like awesome. And then we did the video, and I had no idea whatsoever that it was going to blow up the way that it did. You know, just no idea. So that was a pleasant surprise. I remember being on the ship and getting calls and messages and emails, and everybody was just like blowing me up and, oh my God, you're on TV and the song is all over the radio. And so it was really cool. It was an awesome experience. But again, it was another kind of, you know, almost a word of mouth referral kind of situation that it's a lot of ours that you know, and,
sure.
You know, it's based off of your energy and your vibe. And so, yeah.
Can I ask Lauren a little bit more about the video? How long did it take to shoot the video? And you know, she was kind of doing more than dancing in the video. She was acting. So I invite everyone to go check out the video. Just go on YouTube. We'll put a link in the show page. Go on to YouTube, Walk the Moon, and Shut Up and Dance, and you'll be able to see Lauren in action. But I ask her more about the video.
As much as I am, but first let me answer your first question. It only shot the whole thing in a day, so I came in to hair and makeup at, like, I want to say 7 a.m., and then we wrapped around between 11 p.m. and midnight that day. We shot it all in one day. It was very quick. It wasn't anything that needed a ton of time. We were just in one warehouse, and they had sectioned off and, you know, different parts and areas, and we just filmed. Oh, we just really utilized the warehouse and filmed all over. But yeah, we did it in one day, very quick, super easy. I had no idea that I was going to be so featured, you know, because it's a very featured part for sure. Sometimes, usually the lead girls in the video just kind of walk around and look around, and I did actually have to do a lot of acting, and I remember totally being put on the spot and just thrown into it, and they were like, you're going to sit on this X, and everybody's going to sit around if you want to meet you, and we're going to put the camera right in your face, and you need to act this way, this way, this way, and I was like, oh my gosh, okay. But I did it, and it was the most fun. I mean, it was the best day ever. It was the most fun shoot that I've ever done personally, so.
Sure.
Yeah.
How cool were the guys in the band, and do you still have the dress and the sneakers? Where are they?
The sneakers actually belong to Nick's girlfriend. She was wearing them, and she let me wear them for the video. And the dress was, you know, part of wardrobe, so obviously I don't have the dress. They created the dress for me. The guys are amazing. I still keep in touch with them. They're awesome. Nick's current girlfriend lives right down the street from me in L.A., so sometimes they'll have gatherings and whatnot, and we'll go over there and hang out, and they're really awesome. They're a really great group of guys, and I feel very strongly about the entire, you know, crew and everyone involved in them, because they're so passionate, and they love what they do, and it's just so awesome to work with people that are so passionate, you know, about what they do, and they just love it, and their hearts are all so big, and some of them are from Ohio, so I feel like we kind of clicked a little quicker than usual, you know, because we've got that, like, hometown kind of feel for one another. So I love them. They're all great.
I give Lauren a little hard time about not asking for the dress. She said it had to go back as a piece of wardrobe, but chances are maybe if she would have asked, they would have given it to her.
I know. If only I had asked. Yeah, because I got there and they had to, like, kind of operate on it a little bit because it wasn't a backless dress. And they were like, yes, make it a backless dress because it's what it says in the song. And so they kind of, like, you know, cut some of it open and tied it and did all this, like, crazy stuff to the back of the dress. And so I no longer have the dress, or the sneak, but, you know, it was good for a day, so.
And before we wrap up here with Lauren, I just want to mention to everyone here at the studio, for the studio, go to do your shopping on Amazon at Netcast, modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon, any and all of your shopping needs, modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon, and it's a good way to help support the studio here. It's an affiliate link at the studio. Once again, modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon.